Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa of Christ is All Ministries. The stories given in Scripture about how people related to God and the accompanying positive or negative results are recorded for our benefit. You see, you do not have to embark on an uncharted path to find God. The process can be simplified by simply believing the map that God has given man, the Bible. While the stories of the Bible can sometimes seem frozen in a different time, they offer the opportunity to learn valuable lessons we can apply to our lives. God has given us a wealth of wisdom in the Bible, and we need to rise above the noise of this world and dig into His Word to find answers for this life we are living. In today's message titled, Resolutions for a Life Worth Living, Evangelist Paul Akwa encourages you to learn and apply the stories of biblical characters to your life. Let's join in.
Resolution for a life worth living. Attainable aspirations inspired by great humans of the past. Life tested wisdom on how to live from faithful servants of God whose faith was tested and proven. Living wisely is the art of learning to live at the center of God's will. This is where the wisdom of lives that have already been lived can be of immense aid, a source of forward-facing resolutions borrowed from people who have long died, having lived by God's standard, honorable and generous lives, lives full of hope and substance, irradiated by their faith and ideas that have endured across the ages to make other lives more livable. I'm going to talk about few such ideas that make for life-expanding resolutions. You see, the Bible records the events of the lives of some Old Testament saints to understand and learn from them. We as believers must appreciate the truths as beauty in the stories themselves. Some of you may say these are Old Testament figures. In this message, I just want to show you the importance of learning at the expense of other people, so you are not to figure everything out on your own. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, reading from verse 6, "Now these things became our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lasted." This one was talking about the Israelites when they came out, and we learned some things through them. Now continue, verse 7. "And do not become idolaters as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play." Verse 8. "Nor let us commit sexual immorality, as some of them did, and in one day 23,000 fell. Nor let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed by serpents." Verse 10. "Nor complain, as some of them also complained, and were destroyed by the destroyer." Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. You see, so Bible is saying that these are things that are written down for us to learn from. So twice in verse 6 and verse 11, Bible is saying, "Now these things became our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lasted." Then verse 11 says, "Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the ages have come." All the things recorded in the Old Testament are recorded for our benefit, so that we can learn through them. This is one reason so many people find themselves in a mess today. Their life is out of control because they don't know what the Word of God teaches. And it uses the examples of the Old Testament people so that through them we can learn things. So my friend, we can learn through the people in the Bible. Hebrews chapter 11 records those Old Testament saints as cloud of witnesses to follow. They have been tremendous, awesome example to us. The chapter refers to the lives that they lived, the challenges, difficulties, troubles, and hardship they faced. We are to look at the trials they went through and how they responded, as well as what God did in their lives. It's been fascinating reading about the lives of Moses, Abraham, Isaac, Joseph, David, and Daniel, men whose lives I can relate to, seeing how God worked in their lives and thinking, God, my situation is slightly similar, and looking at how God worked and the principles have not changed. I'm telling you, they are the same. He will work the same way he worked in David's life. I'm inspired by reading and researching how God worked in the past. And the more I do this, the more encouragement I get. I say, God, the way you worked in their life, the same you will do for me. Hallelujah. You may look at your situation and say, God, this is unfair to me. But look at Joseph, who was falsely accused and imprisoned. He might have said, God, where are you? But he was faithful to God. He came from no hope as a prisoner and became the prime minister of Egypt. We all know the story. And so when I look at how things have been unfair to me and my loved ones, I recall and think about Joseph. I think about how the race of life can be rough and full of troubles. Then I think about David, how many times he ran from one cave to the other, escaping from Saul, who was determined to kill him. Then I think about the shortcut Moses took by killing an Egyptian, and what he went through, living in the desert as a result. He took a shortcut for the plan of his life, for the nation of Israel. You see, friend, we can learn from this. Once we discover his will, or we discover God's will, that's not the end of the story. Now we have to walk it out. One of the hardest parts about following God's will is moving in his timing. Moses tried to bring God's will to pass when he moved in his own strength and killed the Egyptian. Attempting to rush God's timing actually set Moses back 30 years. David is one of the greatest examples in the Old Testament of the good things to do and at the same time the bad things to avoid or not to do. David was one of the best in many ways and one of the worst in many ways. Every person learning about David will find something in the life of David that you can apply to yourself. If you don't study the Word of God and learn these things at somebody else's expense, then you are destined to fall into the same mistakes yourself. I can tell you that. We can learn, for example, how David's sexual sin with Bathsheba affected his family and the nation of Israel. There were tens of thousands of people who died because of David's sin. By the help of the Holy Spirit, we can learn not to commit adultery. We can learn how to keep ourselves seeking the Lord even when things are not going on very well in our lives. We can learn this at David's expense. That's the best way to learn. If you want to learn something about prosperity, you need to go to the people who have succeeded in this area. You may go to somebody who is homeless and learn maybe things you shouldn't do, but there may be some benefits that you will learn from that. But you don't want to go to a homeless person to get financial advice. And so we need to learn from these people, things that went on well and things that didn't go well. These lessons are not about a person who lived 4,000 years ago and they have no application to us today. They are, I'm telling you. So the Bible says these scriptures were written for us today so that through them we can learn not to commit adultery, not to do the things that some of them did, and to do the positive things that they did, to gain lessons that we apply to ourselves. The Bible is so honest about people. If somebody was writing a biography, they might cover up some things, but the Bible doesn't cover up anything. It shows every little worth, every little blemish. There is no airbrushing to cover up blemishes on any of these characters. They will keep us from making serious mistakes, and so will encourage us, for example, in 1 Samuel chapter 17, how David killed Goliath and the way he trusted God and believed in God. I have learned lessons from that. I have applied that to my own life. God has used his life to speak to me, and it has kept me from making many mistakes. Many are praying and asking God for help and think, I don't need a message about Old Testament saints. I don't need a message about David. I don't need a message about these people or any biblical character. I need something now. Again, these verses show the things about David and all other people, how God blessed them and prospered them when they were seeking the Lord and when they turned away from the Lord. These things were written for your benefit. If your life is totally out of control and you need help, this is for you. Take lessons from their lives and so you can learn and apply to your life. It could revolutionize the way God is moving in our lives. So we need to learn from them. There are examples of those who failed and those who succeeded. Those who God accomplished his purposes for their lives. One of the very important things in living a life worth living is to have encouragers. People who will encourage you, influencers. Who is the most important encourager in your life? No matter where you are in life, when you think about them, you feel good. Every one of God's children needs encouragers, people who will encourage them, like what we have been reading in the Bible about biblical characters. That's part of living abundant life or living life worth living, because it's not going to be easy. We have encouragers around here on earth and also in heaven. There are a whole vast of witnesses in heaven that we can read about in the Bible to enable us to understand what the Christian life is all about. I know that obviously our greatest role model is the Lord Jesus Christ. I encourage you to read about these characters and apply them to your life. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose again and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.